This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Because life can be difficult and unpredictable, sometimes it's easier to live in denial. Have you heard this statement before? It is an unusual topic, but an important one nonetheless. The dictionary explains living in a state of denial is a coping mechanism that gives you time to cope with a distressing situation. You're basically trying to protect yourself from something or someone that's causing you trouble. I think we've all done this to one extent or another. Of course, it depends on what the situation is. The most extreme example I can think of is being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, the most aggressive form, being told, "I'm sorry, but there is no hope for you," and then denying the reality of this news by saying, "This is not going to happen to me." It is a way to avoid an uncomfortable truth. You know, I prefer to avoid the bad stuff that's going on in my life or around me, and I pretend that it's not real. We want to soften the impact or refuse to accept what's going on. And to live like that is to look at things in life as you would like them to be, not as they really are. Now, in talking about this, I'm not judging anyone who may do it. It can happen to all of us. It's such a complex issue. Living in denial will give you a temporary sense of comfort, but not in the long term. In some cases, the initial short-term denial can be a good thing, gives you time to adjust to whatever is the issue. It could be a precursor to making some sort of change in your life, but sooner or later, you'll need to face up to the truth. To be brutally honest, it's about telling lies to yourself rather than facing up to the truth. It's much better to be honest with yourself, to face reality and make your choices accordingly. And this is the route to good mental health and a happy relationship. Pretending is a big strain because underneath it, you really can't fool yourself. By denying there's a problem, we don't have to feel too bad about the fact there is a problem. But unfortunately, this doesn't solve anything or make our lives better. It just sweeps our problems under the rug. They're still there. It's fascinating for me to study the life of Jesus as we see him in the New Testament. Jesus never lived one moment in denial. He faced up to every situation, the good and the bad, and I'm impressed by the way he handled life with its problems. He always acknowledged his own feelings. If he was angry, he showed his anger and expressed it if necessary. He knew the feelings of sadness and helplessness. He acknowledged what was going on around him and never retreated from the unpleasantness of life. And he certainly had some very challenging days as the Jewish leaders were set on destroying him. They saw him as a troublemaker who made their life uncomfortable, but Jesus still faced up to each situation with a calm that we can only imagine. It's so different to our reactions, isn't it? The Old Testament gives us the amazing story of someone who lived in denial but came through the other end, and I'm talking about King David. He had a very troubled past. He was a liar. He committed adultery. He'd arranged for a man's death. And he lied to himself by acting as if what he'd done really wasn't all that bad. He got away with it, so he thought, and he thought there'd be no major consequence to suffer. After all, David lied to God by attempting to cover his sin and refusing to acknowledge it. For nearly 12 months, David lived with God's convicting Holy Spirit pressing down on him, being silent about his wrongdoing as he refused to confess it, only deepened his anguish. He deteriorated. We're looking at Psalm 32. He deteriorated physically, emotionally, spiritually. But in Psalm 32, we read about his turnaround as he confessed his wrongdoing and in humility accepted the sin in his life. The renewing power of God helps us face life in a fresh way, taking on board the good and the bad, and who knows what tomorrow will bring. Looking at the life of Jesus encourages me to be honest about what I feel because all emotions are valid. But we don't need to be dragged down by despair, but we need to face and feel the emotions. How? I think by taking these feelings straight to Jesus and telling him how we feel, asking for his help and guidance. The writers of the psalm honestly wrote how they felt. For example, the author of Psalm 73, verse 22 said, "I saw myself so stupid and so ignorant." Yes, he had forgotten that God is in control, but he realized the error of his ways. So why do we pretend things are not bad or unsettling when they really are? Heavenly Father, it is true that sometimes we get caught up in this spiral of living in denial. Help me to be honest at all times, in all situations, just as you want me to do. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.